Episode 1, The Great Depression. Welcome to the new podcast called All Night Book Talks, hosted by Lily and Maja, all about influential books and topics of the century. Our first season delves deep in a very controversial and successful book of its time, Of Mice and Men, and all the topics we discuss in these episodes tie back to the book Of Mice and Men. So, some backstory about this novella. John Steinbeck was the person that actually wrote this novel, and he grew up in the town Salinas, also known as the Salad Bowl of the Nation, and he was influenced by all of the hardworking farmers of his town. So, he published Of Mice and Men in 1937 because of the conditions that he saw around him. This was during the Dust Bowl, and he also had his own land, so it was upsetting to him that people like him were losing their land due to this natural disaster. So he saw the experiences of these migrant workers and felt like he needed to write a book about their experiences and his own. So this is what really influenced his writing. So now let's get more into the time period that this was written in. We already mentioned the Dust Bowl, but that catastrophe was already part of something way larger, also known as the Great Depression. This is the largest and longest economic failure in all of history to date. It started in the late 20s and continued on for 10 years. This wasn't just a problem for the US though. It was a big factor to other countries' demise as well, even though it was a big problem in the U.S. It mostly affected the U.S. So, some direct impacts of the Great Depression were homelessness, deflation of prices and production, unemployment, and of course, all the banks in the world were in complete hysteria because they were losing all their money. So, between 1929 and 1933, unemployment reached more than 20% in all of the U.S. This comes out to be about 25 million people. Now, that is a lot of U.S. citizens. Think about how many people were alive in that time. I've researched and I found that it was about 250 million. That is a lot. And most of us can't even recognize that number as a number. We have to use comparisons to actually realize how much and how many people that is. So, like I said, 20% of people were unemployed. That means they weren't earning money. They weren't earning money for themselves or their families, and they weren't stable whatsoever. So there's also those other people that you have to think about that are lonely. They don't have families. They're out on the streets by themselves, and they may have a job, but they could be even less than minimum wage. So there was definitely people still working, but they weren't earning enough money to support themselves in a stable and nurturing way for themselves and their families. So many people in the U.S. were definitely struggling at this time. Now for a short break from our sponsor. Today's sponsor is Kellogg's Smiley Happy Breakfast Cereal. Take a break from all this sadness and indulge in this delicious breakfast cereal. Now with a new flavor, Sunshine. It tastes like happiness. Use code NIGHTYTALK. 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 For 25% off of any purchase of $30 or more. Thank you for listening to our sponsor, and now let's get back to the episode. Okay, so now let's get into what caused this mass devastation. Historians can't necessarily pinpoint one or just a few exact reasons why this may have happened, but there are a few likely contenders. One being the stock market crash of 1929. So at this time, many people relied on investing in stocks for easy money. That's when they realized prices were declining and they were in trouble and they would lose virtually all of their money. So investing was a new concept and people were very excited that they would be able to earn easy money in this way. And since the prices started declining, like I said, they got all of their money taken away because of the declining prices and then the banks closing and taking out all their money to use it for their own specific needs. So the second reason that might have caused the Great Depression were banking panics. So people became worried about their money, and rightfully so. I mean, I would take all my money out of the bank if I thought something was going to happen to it. And they ended up doing just that. And they ended up keeping it in the form of cash with them in their houses. So, as we know, the startup of banks was caused by the fear of robberies and home break-ins and people just being insecure about where they were putting their money. So, obviously, that they started implementing banks, and when all of this stuff happened, all the people started freaking out. They took their money out, like I said, and then this caused for banks to close. So people couldn't get loans as often because all the money was taken out of the bank and there was no money to use to be used as loans. So people were hoarding their money and not spending it and trying to be as rationed as possible because of their mass devastation and decrease in pay. So another reason that might have caused the Great Depression is the gold standard. So citizens were obviously worried about their money, like I said, and they didn't want it taken from them. And they knew that gold would always have a currency because it was always going to be of rare nature. Money didn't necessarily have that same asset because it's made of paper, and paper is more abundant than gold. So they ended up starting to hoard their gold in order to feel stable, and so they started hoarding gold in order to feel stable, and they kept everything they had that included gold. Eventually, they had to give it all up because of Franklin D. Roosevelt's abandonment of the gold standard, and this led to the economy's repair. When this happened, when he signed the document that got rid of the gold standard, this is when everything got repaired and replaced. But people were upset because they had to give up all of their sentimental items, like their gold coins, certificates, and bullion. And luckily, they got money back in return. But still, they were upset that they were getting their money taken away from them. Another likely contender for the Great Depression is the decrease of international lending. So other countries weren't willing enough to ask for loans from the U.S. anymore because of the high interest rates that they had at the time. So the U.S. was raising its interest rates because they were insecure about how much money they were losing in general. So if you don't already know, an interest rate is like how much money that you owe the person you borrowed money from over time. So an example of this is when you buy or borrow a book from a public library and you check it out, and there's a date that you're supposed to return it by. If you don't return it by that specific date and it goes over time, you have to pay a certain amount of money for the certain amount of weeks or days that it's late. And this is like an interest fee. You have to pay interest for how long that you've kept that book out of its original dates. So the interest was rising, and countries weren't happy to have to pay that much money. So they would just stop getting loans from the US and stop buying. So now that we think we know what caused the Great Depression and how it impacted our world in that time, let's look at the effects that it has made on us today. So like I said before, it caused the end of the international gold standard, and a lot of different government organizations were created, like Social Security, collective bargaining, which was wage agreements between employees and employers, the regulation of the stock market, and deposit insurance. So those are just a few of the organizations that were made to help us regulate our money and be more careful with it. So it can be argued that the Great Depression was a lesson for us Americans and people as a world to teach us how to be more careful with how and where we're spending our money. So the Great Depression, obviously, like I said before, has set up regulations in order to keep our country and world in general from collapsing in the economic standards like it did in the late 20s. All right, thank you for listening to this podcast episode, and next week, look forward to listening to the summary of the Book of Mice and Men.